USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Virginia now has two blackface political scandals engulfing the Democratic Party. Days after the governor admitted to donning blackface as part of a costume decades ago, Virginia Attorney General Democrat Mark Herring admitted on Wednesday that he, too, as a young man, darkened his face. Herring is third in line for governorship after embattled Governor Ralph Northam and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. Now, Fairfax is also dealing with his own issues of sexual assault allegations by a woman against him. Republicans are giving President Trump positive reviews for his State of the Union address. A new CNN poll says 6 in 10 viewers had positive reactions to the president's speech. Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin joins Fox News and says the president, he did a stand-up job.
I thought it was just unique in kind of the American themes that the president laid out, that you know, Republicans were standing up and applauding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Vice President Mike Pence outselling the president's State of the Union address. The vice president joined CBS this morning and says it's that New York tell-it-like-it-is mentality that folks like about the president.
I think what the American people admire most about this president is he says what he means and he means what he says. In a very real sense, he said there's a crisis at our southern border. He said he was determined to get the funding to build a wall and secure our border, and he was willing to take a stand to accomplish that.
Lawmakers are looking for ways to prevent gun violence. Opening a House hearing on Wednesday, New York Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler said the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S. is a national crisis and an international embarrassment.
Despite the obvious need to address the scourge of gun violence, Congress for too long has done virtually nothing. But now we begin a new chapter.
Republicans on that committee just believe that current gun laws need to be enforced. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many people get confused between what is a career versus what is a calling. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with John Maxwell. He's a leadership expert, New York Times best-selling author, and also author of a new book titled Leadership, 11 Essential Changes Every Leader Must Embrace. And one of the things that I discuss with John is the difference between a calling versus a career.
Well, I think that a lot of times it's because they've never had a calling. And, you know, and so therefore, you know, all we've known is, is kind of like what we maybe got our degree in and started our career path on. And, you know, I define calling as, a purpose with a divine touch. And what I mean by that very simply is it's more than me just finding what my purpose is. It's finding out that that's what God's purpose is for my life. And when that change, when that happens to us, I think that we become very passionate about what we're doing. I have a calling. Now, some people might say, well, you know, he spent his career doing leadership, but I would say I spent my calling doing leadership. It was something that I not only am good at and felt that it was my purpose in life, but I felt that the divine touch, like, you know, God was saying, this is really where I want you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.